This is an executive summary of non-traded right redemption programs explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Non-traded rights aren't listed on an exchange, so you can't simply sell your shares whenever you want. Instead, the primary way to get your capital back before a liquidity event is the rights share repurchase or redemption program, a feature that lets investors periodically request that the right buy back their shares. These programs provide a measure of liquidity, but a limited and conditional one. They're typically capped, commonly around 5% of NAV per quarter and roughly 20% per year in aggregate, usually priced at net asset value, sometimes with an early redemption discount in the first year or two, and the board can reduce, gate, or suspend them entirely, which has happened during periods of market stress. Understanding exactly how a redemption program works is essential before investing, because it defines whether and when you can access your money. This guide explains how redemption programs work, the quarterly and annual caps, when redemptions get suspended, how redeemed shares are priced, and how to plan your liquidity. This is educational information, not investment advice. Review the specific offering documents and confirm the current terms before investing. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.